Greetings, dear friend. Alan Steinfeld of New Realities has just sent me an article about a man called Yuri Kron, and it is so, so good. It's all about exactly what I feel my life is about now. There is one other friend I share with, David Gilbert, and we both seem to be somewhere around the same level of looking at things. And Yuri Kron, Russian scientist, describes it pretty fully. It's a long article, and I'll certainly send the link out for you to read. Please read this. What it's about is an explanation of why some people can move objects without touching them. They can. There's been many, many experiments showing that people can be psychic. They can be what we think or talk about as the future. There are things that cannot be explained by conventional science. Now, what is repeated over and over, when somebody makes a new breakthrough, science usually ridicules this person or ostracizes them or says how ridiculous it is. But over the years, over and over and over, things that were once ridiculed are now accepted as normal. And still, when somebody comes through with something totally different, the same process happens. Now, what Yuri is talking about is 96%. I would have made it 95. He says 96% of reality we are not seeing, we are not realizing, we are not in touch with. 96%. He's saying we are living in our consciousness in 4% of reality. Now, disregarding the percentages, this lines up with exactly how I feel about things. Now, when I say feel, I can't say this is so. He tends to say more this is so because he's done so many experiments with it. But that's how I feel. There's something else going on, and it's so big, and it's so obvious. And because of, let's say, the restriction of the conditioning of our mind, or the senses that we are in touch with, we're not seeing it, we're not aware of it. As I understand it, Heraclitus called it the hidden harmony. And that lines up for me. I feel that it's something vast happening that is perfect. Every moment is always perfect. I can't explain that, but I just have this deep sense, this deep feeling that there is a harmony, and we're not seeing it because we see it through the mind, and the mind can only function in opposites, good or bad or right or wrong or benefit or harm. It has to divide things in order to see them. And when we don't divide it, the mind can't go there. But many people can. Some people do see auras. Some people are psychic. Some people do talk to people that are not in their bodies. And I'm not saying that even that is the end. It feels as though there definitely is something else. There is a harmony. There is a perfection. And as many scientists are saying now, and I think I've sent some links out about this, scientists are saying that on some level, there is only one. Everything is one. And this one, down to the minutest level, beyond what we can imagine, is not only connected to everything, but is affecting everything. Everything is affecting everything. Now, on a practical level, this is what I would like to point out as a possibility. And it's a bit scary in a way. Every single thought we have affects our reality. Every single thought. If we're basically negative, if we're basically complaining, if we're basically contracted, we are creating that in our lives. We are creating it. And conversely, if we are being positive, we're doing the same thing, because being positive is avoiding negativity, which is giving negativity. So it's about not being positive, not being negative, but being. And then we come to this, and I think this is mentioned in the article, being here now. Now. And if it's not now, if you're not hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, being aware of thoughts and feelings and body and emotion, if we're not here, then we're in the mind, and the mind is in the past, projecting a future. And the mind is designed to go to a place that says, be careful because, and then we're creating a future that is careful because, instead of here, now, just as it is. Now this is what I've been experiencing with this. When I meet a person, generally speaking, they're not present. They're in the mind talking about. It's about something and not present. And I get this sense, and I've spoken to several people, get the same, that behind that behavior is a presence. And if we connect with that presence, it starts to expand and expand and include and include. And then the only thing I can describe is an overwhelming sense of love. Now, I'm not talking about the love of me and you, although that's there, there's a caring. I'm always careful about the word compassion. It always seems a bit hierarchical. But there is a caring, an inclusion of this person and their situation. But it's bigger than that. It's though everything is vibrating, tingling. And this tingling, the word I come up with is love, but it's not personal. It's as though, yes, we are all connected. And the more present we are in each moment, like now, there's this tingling. And it's wonderful. So I use the word love because I can't think of another word, although the word love has been contaminated. But this inclusion, this being with the unformed. So I'm going to send out this article by Yuri, and I really suggest you read it and absorb as much as you can and see if you can get the feeling of the possibility that we really are creating our own reality. And the more unaware we are, the more automatic we are, the more the past keeps repeating itself, and it doesn't have to do that. In this very moment. But I'm talking about this very moment, not when you read the article, because that's what we call the future. I'm talking about now. Now. And you can support that. You can support that sense of now. And for each of it's different, because each of us are entirely unique. For some people, it's going into greenery, into fields. Some people it's forests. Some people it's deserts. Some people it's shores. Some people it's oceans. Some people it's looking into the eyes of a newborn baby. Some people it's looking into the eyes of the beloved. But it can be reinforced. It can be felt stronger under certain circumstances. So I suggest, as an experiment, What do you feel will support that for you? Even in your house, there are spots that are more supportive. Support this possibility. Take it as a possibility that there is a hidden harmony. And even although we get disturbed and upset, everything is always perfect. Just take this as a possibility. It's perfect. It's part of the harmony. Hope you enjoy the article. I'm sending you lots of love. Bye for now.